Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Purdy throws it and throws an interception to Devin Lloyd. That's a two-pick game for the fourth-year man out of Utah. And Anthony Campanelli's defense has a three-takeaway game in all four games this season. And the Jags defense sets up Trevor Lawrence in great field position.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Jags suck. That's all.
Okay.
That was Adam Amin on Fox.
Yeah.
Like,
they're good at taking the ball from you.
Yeah, but I don't find that to be, that's not a sustainable thing.
It is when you've done it for four straight games and you're 3-1.
Disagree.
I mean, sustainable, it doesn't matter. You go out there and you got four takeaways and you won a game where you weren't that great yourself.
That's what I'm saying. I just like, take that for whatever you want. That's a 3-1 football team that, if I were you, I'd bet against them the rest of the way. Well, I think they're going to be
yesterday.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not talking about yesterday.
If the Jags suck, what does that mean for the Niners?
Right now, they were awful yesterday. Again, week-to-week league. I don't think that the Jags' 3-1 start means they're a good football team, and I don't think that about the Niners either. They're both 3-1, and right now, I don't think either one of them pose a huge threat. But that's right now. I don't know who they're going to be 3 weeks from now. You know, this team might have a healthy Kittle and a healthy Purdy and a DeMarcus Robinson with a full slate and Juwan and Ricky and all that. That's what they might look like 3 or 4 weeks from now, but they don't right now. They don't right now. Oh, by the way, speaking of which, before we go back to the phones, two things. Let's set an official time for your picks.
Okay.
Because that seems to be rather important. 14-3, my partner.
Yeah, pretty good.
14-3 with two more picks tonight.
Yeah.
350.
All right.
48 minutes.
Perfect.
Okay.
The picks are in.
Of course they are. The first game starts in an hour and 13 minutes. So 350, everybody. Double Monday night action. The Bills and the Dolphins, or not the Bills, the Dolphins and the Jets, and then the Broncos and the Bengals tonight. And good luck to all your fantasy games.
Yeah.
When you got two games on Monday night, most games coming down to something. Coming down to something now.
No doubt.
Yeah. So you doing all right? You need anything tonight?
I need
put it out in the world.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in that.
We're going to speak it into existence.
Do it. What do you need?
Cortland Sutton.
Yeah. Let's go, Cortland.
And little Evan Ingram.
Okay. What do you need?
I'm going up against Jalen Waddle, and I'm down by 7.
You down 7? And he's
got two guys. He's got one.
Okay.
He got Waddle, and I've got Sutton and Ingram.
Okay.
Ingram healthy now.
Atta babe.
The back is better.
Atta babe. Shasky and I are both 0-3, and we played each other. So someone has to go 0-4. And Dibs, I think I'm going to do it.
Oh, no.
I think I'm going to do it. Now, Devon Achan could go for 1,000 points, and if he does, I'm going to win. But if not, I'm not, because Shasky's got Puka.
Oh, boy.
You don't go against Puka in point per reception.
That's awkward.
Don't do it now.
Yeah. Steiny needs about 68 from Lamar and Henry.
Well, that game already happened, so that's going to be real tough.
He's got somebody else here. I'm sorry. No, he's done. He's got Dobbins.
I'm going to predict against Lamar and Derek going for 60 tonight.
That was against me.
And he started the Baltimore D. That's awkward.
Woo! They suck.
Right?
They're giving up 34 points a game.
Last in the league.
Jeez. And they played the Browns.
That's right.
Man. All right. Check it out. Estimated practice report. This is one of them Thursday night weirdo dealios.
Right.
I don't know what the hell we're doing here. They don't practice today. They don't.
But if we did.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like an estimated report like when I go to a casino. I didn't go to a casino, but if I did,
yeah,
I'd have lost $500.
Exactly.
So I didn't lose $500. Great. So here's your estimated practice report. It is, I think it's important from the perspective only of those who, quote, would not have participated.
Sure.
In other words, if there was practice today, who would have sat out? I give you three names that matter. Juwan Jennings would not have practiced. Ricky Pearsall would not have practiced. And Brock Purdy would not have practiced.
Yeah.
Mac Jones would have been a full participant.
There you go. So that's, I think, as of now on this Monday, that's all you need to know. Yep. About Thursday.
I agree.
And Kyle said today and stuff that they're not going to have anybody go through any full speed anything. Like injured guys, healthy guys, there won't be really any of that between now and Thursday.
No, I think they're going to have a seance. That's the only thing they're going to do today.
It's going to be a lot of ice tubs,
pray.
A lot of hot tub, cold tub combinations. And yeah, just you know, take everyone in and out of that blue tent. As it sits right now, this made-up injury report indicates that it'd be Mac Jones on Thursday.
Absolutely it does. That's exactly what it says.
Yep.
That's exactly what it says. So, yeah.
Mykel Williams shows up with a wrist and an oblique as limited.
And D. Winters also shows up with a knee injury as limited. The other did not participate. C.J. West and Jordan Watkins and Robert Beal and Yetur Gross-Matos.
Yeah.
Limited is Renardo Green, and as mentioned, Mykel Williams and D. Winters. Full participants, Mac Jones and Colton McKivitz.
Yeah, it's a lot of names, and the Rams have...
a lot less.
Only five, yeah.
And pretty much people that you don't really hear too much about.
Not too much, yeah.
No. So, anyway.
There's that, yep. Keep an eye on the line as
Rams,
we get closer
Rams
to Thursday.
Rams minus 4.5, you say, huh?
I mean, yeah. We'll get the pick in on time, but we're focused on Monday night right now, 14-3.
Boy, if Mac goes out there and wins that game Thursday night, ooh, that's going to be loud.
Well, it's already, I mean, in some quarters, it's already getting loud.
Not really. We don't have a QB controversy.
No,
we got frustration, but we don't have a quarterback.
The number is now 5.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that might be because
this. It was 3 yesterday.
But that might be because this thing just came out. Like, this absolutely suggests that Brock is not playing on Thursday. That's the favorite, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Betting person says Mac Jones Thursday night.
Yeah, and ESPN Bet still has it at 4.5, so if you are a gambler, you better shop around.
Yeah, that's a good point. Depends on who you're betting on.
Yep.
All right, back to the phones. 888-957-9570 is the number. JT in San Jose. Hi, JT. Thanks for the call. Hello, JT.
Hello.
Going once. No, we're not even going to do that. Bye. Let's go to Dustin in Martinez. Hi, Dustin. Thank you for the call.
Hello. I just wanted to call just to kind of go about like the system of the Niners and how I think it's actually more the system and not the actual quarterback of Purdy or like Jimmy Garoppolo. I have some stats that I kind of just wanted to read to you.
All right.
You can write it down. And I'll take the answer off the air.
Okay.
What I have is Brock Purdy's played 42 games. In his 42 games, he has 1,142 pass attempts. He has 31 interceptions, 6 fumbles. That's 37 total turnovers. In those pass attempts per interceptions per pass attempt, that's 36.83 pass attempts per interception. He has a 240.57 pass yards per game. Now I go to Jimmy Garoppolo. Oh, one last one, sorry. 1.81 touchdowns per game for Purdy as well.
Okay.
Now, when you go to Jimmy, his 57 games, he's got 1,632 pass attempts, which comes out to be and he had 42 interceptions, 10 fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
His turnovers per game is 0.91 compared to Purdy's 0.88. Touchdowns per game, there is a difference. It's about 0.25. You have Jimmy G at 1.56 touchdowns per game. Passing yards per game is really close. It's only 238.58 for Jimmy G,
mm-hmm,
compared to 240.57.
Okay.
the total yards for
Dustin, can I stop you right there? I just want you to
that's
know.
That's a stat.
Like, stay right where you are. We'll keep talking. Take it from two people who do this for a living. You lost everybody about a minute and a half ago. Love you, but, like, tell us what your point is. What do you want to get to and what do you want to say?
I kind of look at it like when Jimmy G was here, I did not particularly wasn't the biggest fan of him.
Yep.
But at least he won. Jimmy G is actually has a less interceptions per pass attempt as a Niner than Brock Purdy does. Brock Purdy throws more interception per pass attempt as a Niner than Jimmy Garoppolo did as a Niner. Jimmy Garoppolo we kind of knew as Jimmy Oh-No-Throw. So that's just kind of a tidbit. Same thing, win-loss record, you have 27-15 at a 64.2% for Brock Purdy.
Dustin?
Jimmy G's was 39-18 at 68.4%.
You're falling into it again now. People can't follow your decimal points. Dustin, get
Dustin,
to,
so what you're saying is you they're think, basically yeah, the same guy.
Or do you think Jimmy is better?
The passing yards is like 2 yards difference.
Boy,
the touchdowns per game is only one touchdown
difference. I'm trying like hell, Dustin. Do you think Jimmy is better than Purdy?
I do not think Jimmy is better than Purdy.
Okay.
I do think Purdy's better, but I also don't think Jimmy Garoppolo was ever good.
Oh.
So that's kind of where I'm kind of going
at. That's a zinger right there, Dustin. Thank you.
Thanks for bringing it home, Dustin.
3 minutes to get there. Dustin, no, thank you for calling.
A lot
really
of the numbers, and numbers are numbers, as you know. They're almost identical in many ways.
Some ways, yeah.
Right. For me, you have to look at the context of where they were in the situation as well as, you know, what the numbers are. So.
Yeah, like I always have a hard time when people, that's for instance, like if you compared Brandon Ayuk's best season to Jerry Rice's best season, I'm like, what on earth do those have to do with one another?
Right.
The completely different opponents, completely different teammates, completely different. So, okay, you've got some numbers there that add all up, and that was a zinger there at the end. I don't think Jimmy's better than Purdy, but I don't think Jimmy was very good. All right. I think there are a lot of people that share that.
Well, he was 38-17 as a starter here.
Well,
so.
That was the one part that confused me is he's like, the one thing about Jimmy is he won.
Right. Isn't that the goal?
Brock hasn't won? I had to text Shasky this morning because he's like, he's had one good year. I'm like, you're leaving out his rookie year. I remember two playoff runs, and this is only year four. We're only in year four. So, like, I don't know, man. There's been a lot of winning. I realized last year wasn't it. And this year he's played two football games. He played two football games, and one of them was a road win in Seattle. Has he played great this year? Hell no. Hell no. But I just think these are very, very layered conversations. And my takeaway from that last call, I don't think anybody wants Jimmy back over Brock, right?
No. And if Brock ultimately is a lot like Jimmy, then the 49ers are in a world of hurt for the next 5 years. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Statistically, there are many similarities, as Dustin so eloquently pointed out. And if he turns out to be Jimmy-esque, well, Houston, we have a problem.
We're sponsored by Moderna. We'll keep going on this. 888-957-9570. I find it to be one of the more frustrating days in Bay Area sports recent history based on the state of everything going on. A very poor performance across the board by the Niners. Bomel has been fired. The Warriors are having media day, and they don't even know who to introduce. So 888-957-9570 is the number, and this is Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Empty set for Purdy. Here comes Eric Armstead. It's caught by Luke Farrell, the former Jacksonville Jaguar, and he pounds his way for first down. That ball came out at the end of the play. Could it be a takeaway? And it is! The Jaguars do it again! Their NFL best 10th takeaway as Dennis Gardak landed on top of the loose ball, dropped by Farrell.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Again, Adam Amin on Fox. The Jags have the turnover thing rolling. Boy, the 49ers do not. Remember when people were giving out like the turnover chain? And you have to like wear that thing on the sideline?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Niners don't have one. They don't even have one over there.
Why bother?
No. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Jacksonville, that thing's got used so often that it's hard to keep up with who's actually got the thing now.
I mean, seriously.
13, I think, takeaways for Jacksonville.
Well, give them credit. Yep. Give them credit. You know, they're punching out fumbles. They're tipping balls. They're making picks. Johnny on the spot. Yeah, like that's usually how it works when you get things going downhill. In many ways, when you look at the analytics, the stats, the metrics of the 49ers, I'm not really sure how they're 3-1. And by the way, they don't feel 3-1, do they? On a day like today.
On a day like today, no.
Doesn't feel like the 3-1.
No. On a day like today where you turn it over four times and you've got at least four drops. I have to add them up again. I tried to go through and circle them all. But you had drops. You had special teams, catastrophes. You had coaching blunders. You had so many things. You're sure-handed running back, not so sure-handed, and... Yeah, you only lose by 5 points. So it feels like terrible. But it also, if you look at it, like that game was really winnable. And
oh, for sure it was.
All four of them have been very winnable, and you've won three of them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way I approach it. You're not going to win all of these games. Jacksonville probably played a C game, and the Niners were a D or a D minus.
Yeah.
And you still almost won. You know?
Can you do F plus?
You can. I mean, you guys do A+. Yeah, I don't really believe in it, but,
I don't
you
think
know.
You can do F+.
No.
You can't fail, and then you're like, but you did a good job failing.
I should bring my college transcript in sometime. There's letters on there that I didn't think existed. I got I's and U's and W's. And
Seen those.
Oh, yeah. There's
I've seen those. Somewhat recently.
I got a couple of NC's on there, no credit.
Oh, I got some of those.
I took a credit, no credit, and got the no credit.
Is that because you just stopped going?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Credit, no credit. I've heard of pass, no pass.
It's the same thing.
No, yeah, credit, no credit.
This is from
no
the
credit.
Old school. Credit, no credit.
Do they call it pass, no pass now?
I'd have to look.
That's what they called it for me, at least.
No, like
my college career spanned 13 years, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, 13 years.
13?
2 years at College of Marin.
I thought you were kidding.
5 junior years at Cal State Northridge.
Okay.
Took 5 years off.
Oh, well, then those don't count.
No. Actually took 3 years off and then went to SF State for a couple.
Okay.
Yeah, it spanned 13 years.
Okay, spanned. But like you made it sound like you were taking classes the entire time.
For 10 of them.
Okay.
And by taking classes, you mean enrolling or enrolling and showing up?
I don't know.
Okay.
How many degrees you get, Dibs?
Yeah.
Just the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Gutted it out.
Boy, that was just a couple years ago.
In 98, I think.
You should send out the announcement.
Number one.
Get some cash.
I was so old, my wife came to my graduation. The first one.
Mila's going to have jokes like that in a few years, too.
Pretty much.
All right, 888-957-9570. Want to kind of reset the table here for everybody, and then we're going to have we're going to keep it real. We're going to be like Cam Ward. We're going to keep it a buck. Did you hear that quote yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Cam.
No, it was good. It was good. Just go look it up. I don't need to say it. 888-957-9570. Here is what Kyle Shanahan said this morning with regard to Brock Purdy's status for Thursday.
I think anytime guys are, hopefully we'll find out more later today, but anytime guys are sore and hurting on a Monday, Usually don't stress too much about it, but when anytime you have a Thursday game, it's a totally different element. So yeah, I'm concerned with anybody who's not totally healthy at this moment, but we'll have to give more information on that later today to really kind of have a clue of what to speculate.
Okay, and since then, the estimated practice report came out, and it said it was a DNP for Brock Purdy, as well as Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings. So that's tough. Meantime, the Giants fired Bob Melvin. Here's Buster Posey.
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal, right? It's definitely not ideal. But unfortunately, we've talked about it a lot, you know, what the standards are for the Giants, and we have high standards. And I hold myself to those same standards. I mean, I understand fully the position that I'm in now. My job and the team success is evaluated accordingly as well. And, you know, you without a doubt hope that there can be consistency in these leadership positions. And, you know, we've got to get back to a place where, you know, we're getting in the playoffs, we're making runs in playoffs, and that's what our fan base deserves. That's what the city deserves. And, as I mentioned before, or I don't know if I mentioned it, you know, when seasons don't go the way you want them, it's never one person's fault. It's never one group's fault. But when they don't go the way you want them, you can't, in my opinion, can't sit there and say we're going to come back and do the same thing that we did this year for the next year. So, you know, having said that, that's part of why we landed where we landed.
And it's Warriors Media Day. Here's what Steve Kerr had to say.
Steve, did we lose you?
Mm-hmm.
Steve, do you want to talk today?
Steve, did we lose you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm here.
No, yeah, we lost you.
Oh, he was there.
He was there. No talkie-talkie.
Yeah.
So,
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Steve, are you speaking? Are you going to speak today? No,
Steve,
he
do
won't.
You want to speak today? I do.
I don't care.
I do.
Well, first of all, I don't really care.
Yeah, so this is the...
I haven't given that any thought.
The state of flux with the Golden State Warriors, it has gone way past annoying and frustrating. I think that there are some real hard feelings going on, that this thing is still sitting here. And so, yes, GP2 is official. Al Horford and D'Anthony Melton are only kind of official. Seth Curry is still sitting out there, spinning around in the atmosphere. I have no idea what's going on there.
Will Richard
is in. Yep, the second round draft pick.
Love Will Richard.
Why? You don't even know who he is.
I met him. Oh, Grandy and I interviewed him.
You mean you? I thought you met as a player.
As a player, yeah.
How do you know?
Florida. He was a national champion.
But I mean,
he was a big time player in big time moments. I just mark my words. Okay. You can lock it up.
That's your projection. That's great.
Will Richard will. I mean, he's not going to be a starter and a huge force. He will be a guy who makes noise and plays a good amount this year.
I want to throw out to the audience also, those of you who have been doing your due diligence, and you know that Wednesday is the Kuminga, the restricted free agent deadline. I do want you to know that it's at 9 at night. So if you think that you're coming in with some, you know, Shasky and Spadoni, you'd be like, all right, like here's, well, maybe, but the deadline is not until 9 o'clock at night our time. And it can be moved by mutual agreement. I don't know why the hell the Warriors would do that. But hopefully we got some sort of idea what the hell's going on with that situation by the time we all get to work on Thursday. Okay? So, and then Thursday, oh, by the way, there's a 49er game again.
Right.
So, my God, this week, this thing is coming at us fast and furious. All right? Now, with all that said, Dibs and I both believe, and again, the picks are coming up here in 23 minutes. We could tell by our engagement today and by what a lot of people are saying, and this is no surprise. Look, the Niners, I thought, were awful across the board. Tell me the position group that nailed it, and I'm all ears. But
one nailed it, for sure.
Nobody
nailed
it. 888-957-9570. I think we both believe. Yeah, a lot of you want to talk about Brock Purdy. So let's do it. Can we keep it a buck and say what you want to say about Brock Purdy? And it can be good. It can be bad. It can be anywhere in between. What do you want to say? And, you know, we had one caller call in who my God, he was trying to do his best impersonation of Deep Dive Dibs, and he had decimal points and Jimmy and something per game and things per capita. Like, there's a lot going on there. And we finally got to what he was trying to say, which is that, no, I think Brock's better than Jimmy, but I don't think Jimmy was very good. I'm like, okay, there's a take.
Yep.
Like, with complete and total open-mindedness, safe space, what do you want to say about Brock Purdy? Here's the best way that I can sort of draft what I would want to say about Brock Purdy. I did not like yesterday. I don't know how you could. Yesterday was not a good game for the quarterback. Are there some concerning trends from recent games, if you will, even though I don't know how what the word recent means? There's only been two of them this year. Are there some concerning trends? Sure. Do I think he's overpaid? No. This is what quarterbacks cost.
Sure.
And I believe that Brock Purdy is a very good quarterback. I would much rather have Brock Purdy than be spinning in the whole, like, we're going to redo this every 2 years, Geno Smith, Sam Darnoldness of the world.
And even if we want to briefly revisit the Trevor versus Brock conversation from last week, Trevor was better, but they don't let Trevor do anything other than throw the ball 4 feet in front of him. Well, and his game was more efficient, but he's not the kind of quarterback that you would really want to hitch your wagon to, because, you know, that's just, they have this great offense, and yet he threw it average air yards about 4 yards per pass.
I would also say, because someone hit me with that last night, you know, the whole, like, ooh, Trevor better than Brock. And I was like, what do you think Brock Purdy would have done yesterday with no sacks, no quarterback hits?
Right.
What do you think he would have done if there was literally zero chaos in the pocket for the entire day? What do you think Brock would have done? I think he would have played pretty well.
Only three QB hits on Brock, according to ESPN.
Sure.
A lot more pressures.
A lot more pressures. And what do you think Brock Purdy would have done if Christian McCaffrey was averaging 4.7 yards per carry, which is what the Jacksonville run game was able to do yesterday?
Right. But a lot of that is so skewed by the one big 48-yard house 100%. Call. But your point is well taken.
What I would say is I've arrived at a comfortability, and I wish this for everybody. When we do the whole system quarterback thing, it is not a demerit. It is not a criticism to say that Brock Purdy needs some things to be going well around him to play well. Because conversely, I would also say the 49ers, what's going on around him, they need Brock Purdy to play well for those things to go well. That is my sort of way of looking at football. The whole thing needs to be complementary with one another. I don't think he's been bad for a year and a half. I don't think he's good enough to do this all by himself. I don't even know if that really exists. Maybe Josh Allen. But I look at Josh Allen and I go, do you guys not see that offensive line and what James Cook is doing?
Right.
Like, that team is playing very well.
They have healthier, better weapons right now than Brock
absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely. So that is how I look at it. If you want to remove the words like elite and all of these things, that's fine. I think the 49ers have a good quarterback who is still, at this moment at least, is working his way through an injury. He definitely had a very poor game yesterday. But yes, he is going to need some other things on this team to be going well for them to win a ton of football games and be a good playoff team. And I'm totally comfortable with that. And that does not mean he's not worth $53 million. That's how I view it.
Yeah. The way I view it is all those things that you said are true. And I have always been a big proponent of complimentary football, especially when you're the Niners, when you run it well, when you have more than 30 carries, you win most of the games. When you win time of possession, you win most of the games. So the whole thing is built complimentary, and it's also a system that has to revolve around those two things, a good run game and a stout defense. I also believe this. Brock Purdy, in this game yesterday, did himself no favors. He's taking chances that don't need to be taken. He's making throws that don't need to be made, and as a result, you have turnovers. And I'm just looking at his career, all the games that he started by quarterback rating, which I know is not an ideal metric, but it's a good one to measure overall effectiveness. Yesterday was his seventh worst start by quarterback rating. Okay. So that wasn't even his worst game ever. We all remember the Baltimore game and the Kansas City game last year. The interesting thing for me is that of his bottom eight, five of them are this year or last year. So last year, a lot of bad things were going on around him. He didn't have a lot of McCaffrey. This year, he doesn't have Kittle and all the rest of it. But I'm seeing from Brock Purdy some of the things that I saw last year. Regressionary mistakes where you're making throws that don't need to be made and you're throwing interceptions at the absolute worst time.
Yep, I think that's fair. You know, tipped ball interceptions to me are not the same as other interceptions. But at the same time, that's part of the picture. Those interceptions are at least partially, if not mostly, on him. Yesterday was not a good game. I'm going to buy your assessment completely. There are some concerning trends. I still see the 49ers as having a really good quarterback. And those of you who kind of want to black and white it, like this was interesting, Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line just fired this in and goes, okay, Brock needs way more weapons around him than Allen, but makes similar pay, hence overpaid. Okay, I get that. Then again, that's never the way contracts have worked in the NFL. It's just not. Recency has a lot to do with it. Plus, Josh Allen, quite frankly, for whatever reason, did not feel the need or the desire to push the Bills for every dollar that he could have gotten. Josh Allen got paid after Dak Prescott and took less. What the hell's that all about?
Right.
What's that? Why did he do that?
Maybe
I don't know.
Create more room for better players around
Wonderful.
Him.
Wonderful.
And Brock arguably could say that he did the same thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he took less than Trevor Lawrence, for example, who we all know damn well. He's got a better resume. You can think whatever you want about the QB. He's got a better resume. Hell, you could argue he's got a better resume than Dak Prescott. And Dak has the biggest contract in the league. So the whole overpaid thing to me comes down to this one thought. Would you rather be in that whole sort of like, what's the best way to use a word to describe
like the carousel? It's kind of like, you know, so you have Mac Jones. Let's just say that you didn't pay Brock Purdy and you got Mac Jones this year, and then you say, all right, bye, Mac, and then you get Daniel Jones from Indianapolis for 2 years, and then you get somebody else after that, and then you get somebody else. I think that's kind of what you're describing, right? The carousel nature of we don't have our franchise guy.
Do you want to hire someone, or do you want to go to recruiting service and keep bringing in temps? Okay, and then when you do hire someone, does that person's performance make you go, ooh, we should have gone to the temp aisle? Like, I think some people think that. I don't think that. I do not think the 49ers, now looking at their quarterback play, which has been less than stellar certainly this year, and if you want to say last year was a down year, I don't really buy it, but it was less than what he had put on tape before that, so that's fair. Does that make you go, you know what, I'd rather just have, like, let's kind of do this year to year or 2 year to 2 year. I don't feel that way. Okay. We've known this all along. He is not one of the top five QBs in the league.
Yeah, probably not top 10.
Probably not.
But it really, this is where it gets hard because, for one, I don't think that he needs to have the talent around him. He could have won that game yesterday with Tonjes, DeMarcus Robinson, and Farrell. Farrell lost a fumble. Tonjes made a great play, another touchdown catch. Robinson made a great catch. So even though you lost Pearsall and Jennings, you still could have won that game. And the one that sticks to me, you finally get the ball back. Jacksonville punts, and you get it at your own 20, and the first play he throws an interception. Those are the ones where it kind of drives you crazy. So Brock at his best, yeah, he's a top seven quarterback, maybe even higher. Brock at his worst, and I'll use yesterday as an example, and that wasn't his absolute worst. The Baltimore game, I think, would be worse than that. But when you see that, that's what gets fans really agitated because, you know, Brock Purdy, we've seen him be great. And then when you see him have a game like that, and you can say talent around him, offensive line, the toe, whatever it was, he was not good, and he needs to not be bad in those spots when you can win the game.
Completely fair. He was not good yesterday. But prisoner of the moment is a label that some of y'all do deserve. Like, I think we need to own that. You know what I mean? Someone's hitting us on the text line again right now. Says, look how good Mahomes is starting to look when he gets his weapons back. And I think that actually was supportive of Brock. But I'd hit you back and go, is Mahomes looking great, or did he just have a good game yesterday? We do this a lot where you see something on a Sunday and then that's like, that's what's happening.
Right.
It's like, no, that's what happened yesterday. That's what happened yesterday. We can't take yesterday and now decide this is what's happening every time. Brock Purdy is not fumbling in the pocket on all the game-winning drives. His only other game this year, he had a game-winning drive, and he did it.
Eric Armstead.
Eric Armstead. Welcome home. Frickin' guy.
Slap it out with those long go-go gadget arms.
No, he got him. Yep. He got him, and that's on Brock. There's no two ways about it. But we take what we see yesterday, and we go, now that's what happens. This quarterback's not this, or this quarterback is that. No, that's what happened yesterday. A crap game.
Yep.
What a crap game.
When you look at all his games and you use them and you treat them as firewood, so every game is a log, and his pile used to only be the good pile of firewood, and now you're starting to get more logs on the bad pile of firewood, and that's where, you know, people are looking at it. And yes, it's prisoner of the moment. It was yesterday. It was a bad game. It's not his first, and it won't be his last.
Of course.
Is the pile of good games bigger than the pile of bad games? Of course it is. But when you see another log go on the crap pile and you lose a game that was very winnable, there's frustration. And,
no doubt.
And I get that. But I try to encourage people to not be so prisoner in the moment, because he could come out Thursday, miraculously play, beat the Rams 31-17, and everyone's going to be like, oh, he's back. He's underpaid.
No, I just like, sometimes maybe we should look at it from the other side. Can we go to the other side of the block and look backwards? Right? Like, is Brock going to be a good quarterback if the 49ers are playing well?
Yeah.
See that, instead of the other way around. Are the 49ers going to be playing well if Brock plays well? Or is Brock going to play well if the 49ers are playing well?
Yesterday is an interesting one because they all were bad.
There you go.
So
I don't know.
Like, and I'd have to go back and really look at the Baltimore game when they had all those turnovers. I don't think that everyone else was amazing, but he was appreciably
bad.
Worse than the rest.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Let's do this, okay? Let's have a keep it a buck conversation about Brock Purdy. Let's do this right now. We'll take your calls right now. 888-957-9570 is the number. What is it you want to say? Be scared. What do you want to say about Brock Purdy? Do it right now. 888-957-9570. Oh, and by the way, do you like money? 8 minutes. Double lock.
Cuckoo!
That's a quadruple lock. Four was unnecessary.
I love that.
It's Willard and Dips.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
ETN. Nice cut. Big run. ETN with a nice move, and he breaks free for the touchdown. 48-yard strike from Travis ETN.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What are you asking exactly? I'm still confused by your question.
I mean, what kind of question is that?
On 95.7 The Game.
Purdy sucked on that play, I'll tell you that. Where the hell was he? $53 million and he can't run onto the field and tackle ETN?
Come on, Brock, set
Brock
the edge.
Purdy.
Let's go. Let's go.
I'm not insulting Brock Purdy, but.
I mean.
Let's earmark that one for Greg Cosell. I'd like to get his thoughts.
Where was he on the punt return?
Not
where
the gunner.
Where were you, dude?
Ooh.
Hello?
Yeah.
Again, $53 million. You got to be there. You got to be there. You got to be lying underneath Luke Farrell when he drops the ball.
First and 10 at the 50.
You got to be.
Where were you when the quarterback fumbled?
You got. Listen.
Oh, wait, that was.
He was bad. Yeah. He was bad.
Yeah.
I think my point is I'm hearing him get blamed for everything.
No, I don't think that's
not by
it.
You.
Yeah,
not
yeah, yeah.
by you.
Yeah.
Not
I
by
mean,
you.
Yeah. It's. He takes the blame for what he needs to take the blame for. And also, there was a little, and I wonder about the communications with Shanahan, because there were a few times where the play got in late. They had to burn a timeout because they weren't getting everyone in the right spot. Some of that, though, is like, as you like to call it, it's name tags in the huddle. It's like, hey, are you Sky? Oh, no, that's right. You're DeMarcus. Hey, how you doing, DeMarcus? How are the 3 weeks off? Oh, by the way, you line up over here this time, and then we'll figure this out.
I just, like, I watching that Niner game yesterday, I felt like I was a kid who got taken out to a fancy dinner. And they give you that menu. I'm like, I don't like any of this. I don't like any of it. Where's my kid's menu? I need some chicken strips. Give me something I can sink my teeth into in this game. You're right. Purdy was bad. If you think that you have got the fix to the Niners because you're like, oh, Purdy sucks in his last 17 games, that's not it. You haven't found it. They can't run the ball. They can't rush the passer. They can't catch the ball. They can't block people. And their quarterback is having ball security issues and apparently is floating balls because he can't push off. It's all there. And so, yes, he's on the list. He's on the list, but
he's
my God.
He's at the top of the list because he's the quarterback.
I guess. I don't
for
think
yesterday.
He's at the... See, I don't see it that way
well,
at all.
Honestly, the top of the list is the old special teams because those were two big point scoring plays. But as I was mentioning, you know, you finally have the defense get him off the field, three and out, and he throws a pick. And those are the ones that are just crushing.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal. All right. A lot of people want to weigh in. They would like to keep it a buck. So 888-957-957. We'll go to the phones in just a second. But at 350, we promised it because it's sweeping the damn nation. He's 14-3, everybody. Let's fade the dibs. Oh, my goodness. Can you feel the ears perking up, leaning closer to their speakers? If you're driving around with someone, you better tell them to shut up now. Don't be talking. This time to fade the dibs. Dibs is 14-3 this year. And tonight we get to do the two-step. It's the Jets and Dolphins first up. They're going to play here in just about 20, 25 minutes or so. Jets at the Dolphins. Both teams. Both of them. Looking for a win. Because both of them have none of them. Somebody going to win. Somebody is not going to get their first win. But it doesn't matter. What matters is, will the Dolphins cover the 2.5? Dibs.
A couple of 0-3s reminds me of a friend of mine who's in a fantasy league, and he's going up against another 0-3. And, well, somebody had to win, and we're going to fade the Willard in fantasy, but not in this pick. And this is really a hold your nose special. It's an ugly one. Neither team is very good on defense. Neither team has found its footing on offense. And so when you've got bad versus also bad, you got to sometimes just keep it simple. And so we're going to lean to the home team, and we're going to roll with the Miami Dolphins. We're going to hold our nose and lay the 2.5 against the Jets. Let's go.
Okay. You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
I'm going to hold because I picked the pick. But
okay.
Now we got to go to the second game.
I saw Tyreek Hill had a green. Headwear on, so I kind of like that.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of headwear will Jake Browning have on tonight? The Bengals, like the Niners, one of the teams that's caught up in the old backup quarterback malaise, and they'll take their show on the road to the Denver Broncos. Young Bo Nix with an opportunity to get back to 500. The Broncos, significant favorites tonight. They will be laying 7.5 against the banged up Bengals tonight. Dibs?
That's a big number. 7.5 is like 7. You can, all right, maybe it's a push. I think Denver's better, but 7.5 is where it gets scary. But I've got PBSD, post-Browning stress disorder. I picked him up last year in fantasy and I started him. He was bad. I won anyway. Shout out Evan Giddings and a 2-point margin. So I'm turning on Jake Browning, I'm afraid.
Oh.
I got to turn on you, Jake. Even though I covered you in high school, I think that you're in over your head. Denver's in a really needy spot here as the Chargers took a step back. Kansas City took a step forward. Denver wants to stay in this mix. They come out motivated. I'm going to have to do it. Swallow hard and give the 7.5. At home against Cincinnati.
Okay. All right. These are my pick the picks. I got one right. I got one wrong.
All right.
I thought you would go Denver -7.5. You did. I thought you would take the Jets +2.5. And you didn't.
Yeah.
Justin Fields back into the fold for the Jets tonight. Interesting situation for them. I've kind of suspended my whole idea of like, because you're 14-3. It's disrespectful.
I didn't know if Lucas is alive back there.
It's disrespectful. Yeah. Like, it's you're 14-3. I would have picked the Jets. What the hell do I know? You're 14-3.
All right.
I would have picked the Jets. I would pick the Broncos. We'll see what happens tonight. Yeah. I ain't fading the Dibs while you're doing this well.
All right.
I'm just not doing it.
That would be great. I mean, if things don't go my way tonight, well, then come Thursday, we can get back to fading. You know?
Oh, well, Thursday. Good Lord.
I wonder where that number's going to end up, because it's gone from
18.5.
It's gone from 3 to, Grandy, you're now saying it. You saw it. You don't have to talk, but 5.5?
He can talk. You can talk, Grandy. It's okay.
He was mid-chew.
Oh, well, that's all right.
It's turkey sandwich time. Yeah,
I swallowed. We're good.
Yeah.
5.5.
Please cut that. Okay. Go ahead and cut that. Thank you.
From the back, we've lost Grandy. Down goes Grandy. Oh, boy. All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Go to the phones,
the
please.
Weekend.
The Weekend.
Let's go to the phones.
I hate that kind of humor, but that was really funny.
You know I love it.
Oh, okay. Gosh. Okay. Well, that changed your life. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I've never seen you that red. That was amazing.
And Lucas in the background with the gone. Whoa.
He just flew out of his chair. Go on. All right. Let's go to Robert in the city. Hi, Robert. What are you doing?
Hello. Well, you know what? I carried 3 boxes of groceries up the stairs one-handed because I've been holding. But got a not narrative. 17 passing first downs. 8 of 13 third down efficiency. 49ers are lucky to have Purdy. He is a gunslinger. And what do you think they're talking about in Baltimore? Not good, right? Or probably L.A. with the Chargers. Probably not that good. And look at the distance on the passes. You know, everybody have a yardage or a pass over 20 yards. Not real common yesterday. So anyway, Purdy's fine. He's absolutely fine. We're very lucky to have him. But it's going to be interesting next week or Friday after the Ram game, because they may hit a buzzsaw. So we'll see. Next week is going to be the telltale. That's for sure.
Well, except for he may not play, Robert. Like, it's certainly trending in the direction that we may get another Mac game on Thursday night.
I bet we don't. Well, we don't.
Why do you say that, Robert?
Well, you know, I don't have any data. It just intuition tells me they would have already bagged it. And you know what's happening in practice today? Are they practicing?
Well, no, they don't practice on Monday. But what they do is a simulation and then send out a practice report. And their simulation said that Brock would not have practiced today.
Well, I guess we'll see about tomorrow. But, you know, I think, he was in until the end. He was in until the end. So, if it were lingering, if it happened earlier in the game, I think somebody would have noticed. And I think somebody would have said something. And did he ever go in the tent? I mean, I don't know.
No, he did not. But, apparently, you know, maybe, yeah. Robert, thanks very much. All of this developed apparently late last night and into this morning.
When and that's finally, what happened the first time,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, when he reported the pain. Well, no, I guess.
After the adrenaline went away, he was
right,
like, ooh.
But he told them in Seattle.
Right.
He did tell them, I guess at halftime, this isn't feeling good. But he went out there and he played anyway. But then, yes, it starts to flare up a little bit after the fact when you stop playing. But apparently he did not say anything during the game yesterday. It wasn't until last night that he got on the phone with Kyle Shanahan and said, this isn't feeling right.
Right, and the short week makes it so it's really difficult to even figure it out because you're not going to go put him through paces and full speed stuff, and you're just going to have to be able to examine it and see where the pain threshold is. And I do think in this situation, if it is a close call and if Mac Jones is maybe ready to go and he's on the make-believe injury report as a full go,
yep, full
so he would have been a full go, which means if this stays the same, I think that he ends up being the guy on Thursday.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.